Rick, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Ruby. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it is my pleasure to have you. So why are health experts advising that women delay getting mammograms after receiving the COVID vaccine?
Yes, it's really come from the large numbers of vaccinated people and women, particularly in the USA, with more than 90 million vaccinations. And potentially there's been also an emphasis on the older population. So women over 50 have been included. And it's just been observed that some women are showing up on their mammogram, whether that's for diagnostics of a suspected breast cancer or a screening, their routine testing every year or two. They're showing up with a lymph node in their armpit, which looks a bit like it could be a cancer. So it causes some confusion and potentially some overdiagnosis. Obviously, if it's known to the radiologist that it's the arm that they got their jab in and it's only on one side and it's that side, then of course there's some suggestion that that could be the reason. And there's been guidelines set up about how to handle that and manage it and not go in there and get a biopsy right away to keep an eye on it, because it does resolve in just a matter of a week or so. And so if it goes away, or if there's a pain, if there is pain, if it disappears, then it's more likely to be due to the vaccination jab.
Yeah, right. And I mean, you said that it goes in a short amount of time, but are side effects like lumps in the lymph nodes dangerous at all?
No, they're just part of the normal process. And if you cut yourself or if you've got an abrasion, your body system is gearing up its immune cells, and they congregate in those lymph nodes and cause a little bit of swelling and pain. And the amount of that reaction varies in individuals. COVID vaccination appears to elicit quite a strong immune response, which is, I think, good. Part of the reason the vaccination is working well compared to some of the others. But it's a normal, natural, healthy indication that everything is working fine. It just interferes with imaging, not just for breast cancer, also potentially for other thyroid cancer or head and neck cancers in men. It's just with mammography screening, it's much more likely to cause some confusion.
Yeah, right. And speaking of mammography, what are the consequences of getting a false reading on a mammogram?
Well, it leads to a follow-up, a recall in breast screening. So a woman would come back if she's got a suspicious observation on the mammogram and have a little bit further examination by ultrasound and potentially, but more rarely, MRI. And then, if in fact you were to pursue this and say, wow, that's a suspicious thing, because in fact, the lymph node is an indicator of some level of disease progression. If the disease has, if the breast cancer has spread to the lymph nodes, that means it is on the move and likely to be spreading elsewhere. It's a signal for alterations in treatment, et cetera. And so it is something that clinicians would be concerned about. And if they didn't realize that might just be from their vaccination, they may go in and biopsy it. And that's not something you really want to have if you don't have to, and discover that it's just an inflamed lymph node. Yeah. And so trying to avoid those over diagnoses and over treatment is really why the college has come up with the simple solution of delaying your mammogram by 6 weeks. But as you mentioned earlier, I did listen in just a little just to see how things were at to SCR. And really a very important thing is to make sure that any listeners would realize they shouldn't delay their jab and they shouldn't delay their mammogram. And as you were saying, I think if you've got a chance to get your jab, go for it, and you can always get your mammogram 6 weeks later.
Well, thank you for tuning in. But yeah,
sure, no, it sounded good.
Thank you. It's true though. I mean, it's good that kind of like the vaccine rollout is kind of progressing a bit quicker now. But I think that, if people are getting mammograms, they should be getting them as soon as possible. And if you are getting a vaccine, get that as soon as you possibly can. It's, vice versa, but you know, obviously still listen to professionals. So last but certainly not least, we're constantly hearing reports about possible side effects of COVID vaccines. Do you think this warning about mammograms could possibly prevent Australians from getting vaccinated?
I would hope not. I think it's very different, very small, temporary and fully natural process. I think one, I would hope that anybody would realize that it's really just a bit of a coincidence that these lymph nodes show up. And, you know, the mammogram is mostly about the breast, but certain regions of your underarm show up on mammograms. Keep in mind too, that really only 10 to 15% of people vaccinated have such a response, and only a small number of those are actually painful. So it's not something that you would feel like you're going to really suffer from. It's just a minor swelling in the lymph node. And very important, you know, if you have the screening mammography is one thing. If your GP is concerned you have maybe a breast cancer indication, if they feel a lump in your breast and they want you to go and have a mammogram, that the indications are definitely do not delay that. An important point, if I could sneak it in, Ruby, is we don't actually know yet. The data hasn't come in on the AstraZeneca jab, which is what most of our women over 50 are going to be getting. There's been so much information flow from the USA with their huge numbers of vaccinations. There's been very large numbers in the UK, which is largely using the AstraZeneca jab, and other countries as well. So we're still waiting to hear. It's most likely that those other vaccines will give you that low level of small numbers of individuals getting that lump in their underarm, in their lymph node. But we actually don't know that yet. But certainly Australia is in a position as we roll forward, particularly in that over 50 age group, that we're going to see some of this. So the guideline, I think, is very timely.
Yeah, lovely. Well, thank you so much for that little point as well. All the information that we can get, the better, honestly. And Rick, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It has been really great having you on to talk about this.
Thanks, Ruby. If I could just plug the conversation article, which attracted your attention to this topic, that's great. But thank you so much for your opportunity today to speak to your listeners and to you.